I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities.
Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hello, puzzlers! Welcome to the Puzzler Podcast, the accent, color, and your otherwise muted puzzle decor. I am your host, AJ Jacobs, and today our guests are the great Ben Thompson and Pat Larish, co-hosts of the iHeart podcast, Badass of the Week, which is a fascinating show where every episode they devote to a different badass from history, including ninjas, Vikings, explorers, scientists, great leaders, you name it. Welcome, Ben and Pat.
Hello. Thank you for having us on the show. We're very excited to be here.
Yeah, thank you, AJ.
Of course. We're excited to puzzle with you. And at the end of the episode, I want to talk to you about some puzzle-related badasses.
As long as you say it in one word, as long as you don't put a big gap between the bad and the asses, it generally works.
Got it. Okay. So puzzle related badasses, not bad.
Right.
Asses.
You can put the syllable, you can put the emphasis on either syllable though, and it'll still be fine.
Okay. Good to know. Well, if it's all right with you, we'll start with a puzzle and then we'll talk about historical puzzle badasses. The puzzle, in honor of your show, Badass of the Week, we are doing a puzzle called Blank Ass. So all of the answers are words that end with the letters ASS, like badass. So for instance, if the clue were, this is a good way to find out where True North is, that answer would be...
Compass.
Exactly. You can say compass or compass. I don't actually pronounce it compass.
No, I don't know
who does. Yeah, that sounds like something different. Compass. Yeah. Okay, I like
that
this.
That would
yeah.
be weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I feel good about this. I'm not going to lie, AJ. I was a little anxious coming on the show when I'm going to solve puzzles, and sometimes they're a little tricky, and I had to have Pat come with me because I feel like maybe between the two of us, we can solve
this.
A puzzle. But
I am confident. Plus, I'm good with hints.
Okay,
so
great.
If you need a hint. All right. For the last 59 years, the soap opera Days of Our Lives has started with an image of this.
Oh, God.
It's a timepiece,
I was going to give you more, but if you know it from this.
Hourglass?
Yes. Yes.
Days of
Hourglass.
Days of, oh, got it. I like it.
like sand through the hourglass. So
you gave me a Days of Our Lives question. And I was like, oh, I'm dead.
You got to watch more soap operas, Ben.
Oh, no.
You're not doing your job. All right. This is a type of green juice that you might see at a local health food store.
Wheatgrass.
Exactly.
What is wheatgrass? Do we have to do the what is?
No. No. They've trademarked that over at Jeopardy. We are not allowed to. All right. Well, this could be a vulture's favorite meal, something a vulture loves to eat.
A carcass.
Carcass. Mm-hmm.
Carcass. Exactly.
Carcass, yeah.
You're cruising through it. All right. This material is used, according to Wikipedia, in aircrafts, boats, automobiles, bathtubs, enclosures, swimming pools, hot tubs, septic tanks, orthopedic casts, external door skins, and insulation. That's the one I knew, insulation.
Fiberglass?
Fiberglass.
I was going to say asbestos. I was going to say plaster of Paris, and then and then you said insulation, and I was like, oh, maybe not.
There probably was back in the day. All right, couple more. You're doing great. Examples of these of this include elite, imperial, comfort, first, business, premium, economy, and coach.
Class, airline class.
Exactly. When did you get it? At what one? Because I tried to start with the
most. Oh, it started hard. Yeah, I was sweating it until you said first and then like business.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked it up and yeah, like first class is just the start. There's imperial a elite class and imperial class. Yeah. I don't
did
know.
Not know.
Darth Vader fly that class.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like we're going to have to sell a lot more copies of Badass before I get to travel imperial class anywhere.
Right. I mean, when you're at that class, just buy your own jet, is what I say. All right. This is a type of coronary artery surgery.
Bypass.
Exactly.
I'm glad you didn't have to specify like quadruple or whatever.
That's it. You did it. You did amazing.
Yay.
You cruised right on through. All right. So now let's segue into a little more about puzzle related badasses through history. And just to give people a little more background, the show Badass of the Week covers badasses, including Marie Curie, Ramses II, Vlad the Impaler, so they can be bad badasses or good badasses. Is that right?
Yeah,
yes.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, we cover the full range of figures. You know, a lot of people talk about badass and kind of what defines a badass, because what do Marie Curie and Vlad the Impaler have in common? They are both badass, and I don't think, like, kind of without explaining too much about them, people would be like, yeah, it's pretty badass, discovering radium, discovering radioactivity, impaling your enemies on a pike, that's badass. And so
there you go.
We decided that the common thread amongst all of them is the determination and the drive they had to accomplish whatever they were trying to accomplish, regardless of how.
That's a good way to put it,
regardless
yes.
of whether that was a good thing or a bad thing that they were trying to get to take care of. They didn't give up, which is the,
right.
the lesson.
Angela Duckworth would be very proud of Vlad the Impaler, that he has such grit
yes.
and tenacity.
Yes.
And commitment. You cannot deny that he was committed to what he was doing.
Yes.
He was committed to the bit. And Ben, you've been doing it on writing Badass of the Week articles for quite some time.
Yeah. It's, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, the first Badass was posted in April of 2004. So
wow.
That means like the 20th anniversary is coming up.
Really soon.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like in a week or something.
Yeah. Get on that.
I should probably do something for that.
Exactly. And Pat, you teach classics. You have a PhD and you teach classics and rhetoric at Boston University Academy. Can you tell me, what is your favorite rhetorical device?
I don't need to tell you what my favorite rhetorical device is. We can skip this one.
Oh, I think you're using a rhetorical device.
I think I am.
Is that right?
Yep.
Was that a rhetorical question? What was that?
It was a praetoritio, no. Where you draw attention to the fact that you're skipping over something.
Is that like
lampshading?
So
cool.
Is that kind of
cool? Kind of lampshading, yeah. It's kind of like, okay, I'm not going to mention your debt. I'm not going
right.
to mention the other skeevy things you did. You know, I'm not going to mention, you know, like, I'm going to leave it to my listener's imagination, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's like it's either lampshading or like 2 degrees off of lampshading. Yeah.
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 That was great. I loved learning that rhetorical device. All right. Well, now let's turn to, I mean, you guys have covered hundreds of badasses. Tell me, are there any puzzle-related badasses that you can highlight for us?
Well, one that comes to my mind when we want to talk about like great puzzle badasses is a guy named Juan Pujol Garcia. He was a double agent, a Spanish guy. He was a double agent working for the SOE, the British Secret Service, during World War II. And his story is really interesting because basically when he was living in Spain and Spain was allied with the Germans during World War II, they stayed neutral, but they were a neutral fascist country. He wanted to help out because there were Nazis in Spain doing their thing. And so he offered his services to the British to say, hey, why don't I spy for you guys? I can send you some info on what the Germans are doing. And the British said, no, thank you. So then he went to the Germans and was like, let me help you. I have a whole network of agents in England that I can recruit and that can start reporting about things happening in England. And the Gestapo said, okay, sounds great. And so Juan Pujol Garcia, he's this very ordinary looking guy. He's got these round glasses and this beard. And he bought guidebooks of places in England and he just started making up stuff and sending it to the Gestapo. And he created this entirely fictionalized network of like a dozen agents that were working for him, and he would literally mail the stuff from his house. He'd say, oh no, I've got a DHL agent who flies the letters to me, the intel to me, and then I mail it to you from my house. And then at some point the British figured out what was going on and they start intercepting these reports and they're like, well, number one, what all this guy's information is wrong. So, but also, who is he? Why is he, you know, reporting on us? So they get in touch with him. And he's like, okay, remember how you rejected me for that job? Like, I've created a top secret network. They've sent me an Enigma machine. Like, we're doing all this stuff.
Oh, my God.
And he had this secret network. And the British are like, okay, we'll give you better info to send to the Gestapo. And they credit him with, like, being a big part
of... Better wrong info. Right.
All the wrong info. So he's sending the Gestapo all this info. The big thing for him was that he was a big part of convincing the Gestapo that the Normandy landings were not going to happen at Normandy, that D-Day was going to be at Calais instead of at Normandy. And they believed
him.
And he wrote a letter. He was a genius. He wrote a letter to the Germans the day of the Normandy landings, June 6, 1944. He has a letter postmarked. It's not at Calais. It's at Normandy. Look out. Get this. I hope you can get this in time. And... they gave him the Iron Cross. The Germans gave him the Iron Cross for like heroism to the Reich. And then he was also like, it was his second award for bravery in the war because the British had already given him Order of the British Empire. So
what a genius.
Yeah.
I am so grateful to him for messing with their minds.
Yes. Yeah.
With,
everything was fake.
With gaslighting. Yeah. That is wonderful. And the puzzle connection is he used the Enigma machine and he used codes.
He had an Enigma machine and just his whole life was a puzzle, right? Because he had all of these agents that were up doing things, all of this fake information. But his life was basically a puzzle because he had to make sure all that stuff matched up. Every day is him trying to manage, like just organizing his imaginary spy network was a puzzle for him, I imagine.
Oh, it's like fan fiction, but with extremely high stakes.
Yes, exactly.
Well, love it. Well, thank you both. You were terrific. And everyone, check out Badass of the Week, the website, and also the podcast. And for the puzzlers at home, we do have one other blank ass, which is... knuckles, tacks, or rings might be made of this material. Knuckles, tacks, or rings might be made of this. Come back next time for the answer. And of course, tell your friends or review us. We love the reviews. It helps to get the word out so much. And we'll see you soon for more puzzling puzzles that will puzzle you puzzlingly.
Hello, puzzling friends. This is Chief Puzzle Officer Greg Pliska here with one more extra credit for you. The answer from our previous show. We played a funnish puzzle with Erica Okrent in which every answer was a made-up language, a word that ends with a language suffix, but isn't in fact a language. Now, all the puzzles on the show ended with ISH, but the extra credit I gave you has a different language ending. Here's the clue. It's a soft cow's milk fromage, or it's a language spoken by people who are born feet first. The answer, of course, is brie cheese, using the ESE suffix, and that would be breech ease. A breech birth is when you're born feet first. So whether you speak brie cheese or eat brie cheese, we hope you're listening to the Puzzler Podcast. Thanks for playing along with the team here at The Puzzler with AJ Jacobs. I'm Greg Pliska, your chief puzzle officer. Our executive producers are Neely Lohman and Adam Newhouse of Newhouse Ideas and Lindsay Hoffman of iHeart Podcasts. The show is produced by Jody Avergan and Brittany Brown of Roulette Productions, with production support from Claire Bidiger Curtis. Our associate producer is Andrea Schoenberg. The Puzzler with AJ Jacobs is a co-production with Newhouse Ideas and is distributed by iShop Castrated. Sorry. I meant to rearrange the letters. Distributed by iHeart Podcasts. If you want to know more about puzzling puzzles, please check out the book The Puzzler by A.J. Jacobs, a history of puzzles that the New York Times called fun and funny. It features an original puzzle hunt by yours truly and is available wherever you get your books. And puzzlers, for all your puzzling needs, go visit thepuzzler.com. See you there.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.